We've got Gillian Mer in the studio. Morning, Gillian.
Morning, John.
Thanks for joining us on this lovely day. Yes. Lovely wet day out there.
But glorious.
Really wanted to talk to you this morning because you're opening an independent play cafe and it's called Small and Mighty Family Hub. So tell us a bit about what you're hoping to achieve and what you're doing.
Thank you. It's really good to be here. So Small and Mighty is it's a new concept in a way, and we're kind of going with the play cafe vibe. But what we're trying to do that's a little bit different is kind of cater for mixed age children, and our concept is all about modern play. So we're kind of trying to bring in those elements of technology and more sensory based equipment, as well as like a kind of timber based soft play, and just cater for, you know, kids as young as, well, newborns really, right up to the ages of 10. But then I guess importantly, it's supposed to be as much for the adults as well. So we've got a lovely central cafe where adults can sit and enjoy a really nice coffee and a bit of food.
I love that. So, yeah. So catering for children of different age groups. And I love the idea of the sensory equipment because, you know, there's so much technology around nowadays.
I mean,
there's so many things, and you're probably learning more about it now when you're putting this together, aren't you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's a huge part of our offering. And I think it is, it's really different because we're all familiar with soft plays, and there's some great, you know, great places out there, but very few places that are actually utilising that sensory technology. So one of the things that we've got is this interactive projector, which projects floor games onto the floor where multiple children can play with it. But it's very nuanced in the sense that it picks up on really small movements. So it's fantastic for babies or children with, impairments or disabilities. So, yeah, so it's really cool what you can do with it, to be honest.
Amazing. So you're setting the business up, but this all came out of you and your own, you know, you have a family yourself and sort of going out there trying to find stuff to do with your kids and finding there's nothing in your local area?
No, not at all. So I've got three girls, all under 10. And I think that when it comes to indoor play, certainly, or especially, like there's such limited things to do because they've all got different interests, they've all got different needs. And, you know, you're kind of in these big places where you're chasing them around the place. And that's kind of stressful. It's a little bit stressful. So yeah, something for them all to do is kind of is kind of gold as a parent, I think.
So you found that sort of gap in the market and you thought, right, this needs to happen. But I mean, you know, we've all had moments like that where, you know, oh, I wish there was something like this. But for you to then kind of follow through and actually set it up, I mean, how did that happen? What sparked that sort of feeling of, oh, I'm going to set it up then?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to lie. It was a challenge. It was definitely a challenge. It's kind of like 4 years coming. Like, I had the idea 4 years ago, but I was really struggling to get a unit. And, you know, it's a bit of a challenge, I think, when you've not done anything before, for people to take you serious enough to want to really, like, you know, give you that confidence to take on a unit. But it was, you know, I lost my job. That was a massive motivator. Quite honestly, I was struggling to get another thing, so it kind of reached a new level of priority for me. But just kind of like getting a bit of gumption behind me to go for it and actually kind of, you know, take that step into putting a business plan together.
All new skills. But I know before you're working as a creative marketing director.
Yeah.
But obviously working for someone else back then. Now it's all on you. You're the boss.
It is. Scary times, right? Yes. It's very real. It's very real. But, you know, we do have support in the community. Like, ever since announcing that we were kind of going to do this, our social media has just been on fire. Instagram in particular it's really taken off, and there's a lot of like-minded businesses around. And even parents, I think, you know, can from mentioning that concept, it's just really clear to us that people, you know, they really back it, which is lovely.
Well, that's good. So the opening date is set for May. So how are things going at the moment? Are you? What stage are you at?
Really good. So we've been in there all the time, actually. My husband and I, we're kind of fitting out the more cosmetic side of it, if you like. So we're good on that front. The equipment is all designed and manufactured. That's ready to go in. So yeah, so we're 10th of May is our official opening date, and yeah, it's all guns blazing for that, really. So yeah.
Are you on track then to meet that?
We're very, very, very much on track. We're designing a menu and that's looking great as well. Got a good team behind us, so yeah.
Love that. We're going to talk some more, but as always when we have guests on the show, we'd like to sort of get to know your sort of musical tastes and the songs, you know, I should pick a few songs. First one you picked is Lewis Capaldi and Someone You Loved. So why do you like that?
Yeah, I love this track. And really, this one is for my daughter, Ray, who's my oldest. She's 7 now. And she just absolutely loves anything by Lewis, but this song in particular is her favourite. Mm,
let's play this one on Radio Awaken. But I am in the studio with Gillian, who is setting up her own business in the centre of Godalming to put something back into community, Small and Mighty Family Hub. And we've talked a bit about, you know, you setting this up and how it's all going, but, you know, cost of living, we're coming out of lockdown. So, you know, was there kind of that part of you thinking, oh, is this the right time to do this? Because, you know, there's a lot going on in the world at the moment.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. And I won't lie, it's actually been pretty scary. You know, it's a big risk and it takes a lot, you know, both financially, but as well as that from, you know, from an effort perspective. I've always been in full-time employment, so it's been a bit of a culture shock, to be honest, moving into this new business.
So your previous job, a creative marketing director, are there skills there that you can kind of transfer to what you're doing now?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Certainly, like the kind of stage one of it was very much building our brand. And yeah, that's something that, yeah, I've got a lot of experience in. And, you know, developing that kind of messaging and just trying to tell your story and kind of define yourself as to what you're doing differently.
Yeah. I mean, it must be really hard because, you know, you're setting yourself up as an independent business. Yeah. You're faced with, you know, all kind of the established big brands that you see on every high street and other people trying to do the same thing. So, how do you make what you're doing stand out to people?
Yeah, totally. No, it's a really good question. I think, like, really going after that kind of, like, modern play concept that we talked a little bit about and appealing to those mixed-age children, like, I don't think that any of the bigger players are doing that. And also, I think there is, like, a real positive in our size. Like, we've got a decent-sized unit, but it's not Alton Towers, obviously, you know. But that's kind of the beauty of it.
Give it a few years. Yeah. You'll have your own chain of theme parks.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, I think there is the beauty in having something that's kind of like small enough where you can kind of see where everyone is at all times, really.
It's important, isn't it?
So it is, yeah, it is for sure.
Wow, so it's really exciting to see, you know, when you get close to that opening day, you know, I guess a bit of a journey for you, kind of the emotions and the anxiety, but also excitement as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think we are starting to hit that point where it is getting exciting because I think you can see the kind of like fruits of your efforts, you know, whereas before it was a little bit like everything was just so unknown. And I think, yeah, I've probably given my husband a run for his money because he's had to kind of prop me up and keep me going on all of it. But yeah, we're definitely seeing things come into fruition a bit, especially as the unit takes shape, you know.
And what's it like working with your husband, you know, sort of, you know, working with family? How's that going?
Yeah, no, it is. It's going really well. I think what we've got in our favour is that we both kind of come at things from quite different perspectives. So he's run his own business before, you know, he's kind of 10 years down the line with Parkland Heating and Plumbing, and he's, you know, he's weathered the storm of many wobbles and kept on track from a kind of like just business operational perspective, which is something I have no experience in. So where I bring the marketing and the creative and the kind of like ideas to the table, he certainly brings the you know, the kind of more business experience.
So a real team effort then.
It is, to be honest. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and your own children, are they going to be like the guinea pigs, going to be trying stuff out?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Your harshest critics.
That's it, our executive directors there. Yeah, no, absolutely. It's just really nice, actually, John, because they've been really involved in like things like choosing the equipment and even colours, you know, letting us know what they like. And
that's important,
you know, it's so important. And, you know, they are the target age range as well.
Yeah,
you know?
And actually letting them have a say in it, because, you know, an adult comes along and creates, right, this is what kids are going to play with. But actually asking, you know, you may get some unexpected responses, I remember.
Definitely, especially from my 7-year-old Ray. You know, she's like constantly drawing little floor plans, like, you know, mummy, you should put this here, and have you thought about this light? And tell you what, she's got some cracking ideas.
Yeah,
she's so creative.
It's great you're able to listen to that and incorporate that into the business as well.
Oh, sure.
So all this equipment we mentioned, you know, those sensitive equipment, projectors. Yeah. I mean, doesn't come cheap, does it?
No,
so, I mean,
I must admit, it was probably the biggest thing I've learned recently is actually how much this stuff costs, you know. And there's obviously always kind of cheaper ways to do things, but I think what we're trying to achieve here is a sustainable business, something that's going to last, but then also that people are going to come to and feel like they've got value for money. And, you know, especially with high street rents and stuff like that, it's obviously very expensive to run a business on the high street. And I think just making sure that you're kind of giving you're giving that quality experience to people is so important to us.
Yeah, but you've got back in from Waverley Borough Council, haven't you? And
also
some grants coming through as well.
Yeah, we do, we absolutely do. So we're very fortunate, but then also we did put a lot of effort into the application process, which was very rigorous. They obviously don't just throw these things out.
Yeah, a few hundred pages to go through.
Exactly, quite a lot. But no, I think Waverley, like, you know, the local community, like I was kind of saying before, that they really believe in it, which is it's really incredible to have that support, both obviously financially, but, you know, just to hear people say, you know, we like what you're doing, we think this has got legs, like it's incredibly encouraging.
Yeah, and it's something different as well, you know, on a high street. You know, the challenges of a high street and empty shops are not a good look. So, you know, you're actually taking the shop, which was the former Changing Perception shop, I believe, from the Meath charity.
It was. So not so dissimilar, you know, it was a kind of cafe concept, but they also had a restoration arm at the back of the unit. So, it was not too dissimilar to what we're doing, in the sense that, yes, we do have a cafe element, but we're also trying to bring something quite nice to the community in terms of activities and that kind of thing. Godham High Street, like a few other high streets, we are kind of trying to actively regenerate it and bring new things to it. So, yeah, it's nice to see that they, you know, they support that.
Absolutely. And, you know, parking is a big thing as well. And you're lucky in Godham because you've got, you know, a number of fairly reasonable, I mean, compared to other areas, quite reasonable price parking.
Yeah, it's not too bad, actually. And where we are, we've kind of got two car parks just at stone's throw in front of us and then one directly behind us. And they are quite reasonable. We've also got, you know, a few free spaces as well. And then the bus, you know, that's right outside. Train is right outside.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
You know, it makes a big difference, doesn't it, when you're trying to get about, to be close to all that.
Yeah, definitely. So do you think that your customers are mainly going to be people local to Godham, or do you think people are going to come in from other areas? And
yeah, sure. I mean, I certainly think that Godham, there's a lot of hype around it in the Godham community, but I do see it as a kind of place that it is worth a visit. You know, it's something completely different. And, you know, there are a lot of neighbouring areas like Woking, Guildford, you know, those kind of areas that, yeah, we'd love to see people come from those areas
there
too.
There you go. It'd be interesting when you open up sort of to have discussions with your customers, find out how far they travel and where they come from.
Yeah, that's a good shout, for sure.
So you are originally from Scotland.
Yeah.
As we can tell. It's good. My perception of accents is good. How long have you been living in these parts?
Yeah, I've been down south now. I think it's probably about, gosh, I'm showing my age now, but I'd say at least 25 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what brought you here?
Just moved down as a kid to Birmingham, funny enough, and then kind of travelled down this way to go to university. Met my husband, stuck around.
Okay. How did you meet your husband then? I'm being nosy now. But
no, not at all. It's kind of funny, actually, because we've got like quite a decent friendship group, some really lovely friends, and we'd just never bumped into each other before, but we're kind of introduced, always heard about each other, but never really, you know, put a face to the name, and just met in a pub one day.
Oh,
you know,
best things happen in pubs, don't they?
Yeah,
brilliant. And what for you, living in Godham, you know, what is the best thing about that community, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we love Godham. It's definitely, you know, we've kind of stuck around, decided to raise our family there, and it's just it's a really nice place. I think, like, from a location perspective, you're close enough to the country and close enough to the city, but it's got a really lovely family friendly community.
Yeah, and it's lots of independent shops as well. You haven't got too many chain shops, have you? Got the high street shops, but independent businesses get a chance to thrive.
That's it. No, absolutely. And you really see it on our high street. There's, you know, there's a new bar just popped up, the Antelope. They're an independent. We've got the Pepper Pantry. They're an independent. There's loads of them, actually. It's really cool to see.
And you're going to work with all these sort of different local businesses as well, as this sort of plan.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was one of the first things that we kind of did when we first started our social channels, was kind of throw it out and, you know, ask for collaborators, because there's so many, and I think sometimes by doing that, people come forward with things you'd never even thought about, you know, and yeah, I think there's always a way to collaborate and support each other in business, and yeah, we've had a lot of that, to be honest.
Exactly, it's so important, because, you know, you're all kind of in it together, you're all doing things in the community, and if you can work together, share ideas, that's going to make you stronger, isn't it?
Absolutely, no, that's it, and, you know, it's, you kind of prop each other up a little bit, because, you know, it's bloody scary, isn't it?
It is, it is, I know, setting up a business, having an idea is one thing, but actually making it into a reality, that must be an incredible journey.
Yeah, it is for sure, it is.
Well, we're going to talk some more, we've got some travel coming up, but I want to play Katy Perry and Roar. This was your second choice of songs.
So this song is for my daughter River, who the name came from, actually, Small and Mighty, that's her little nickname, and she just loves this song, so yeah, this is for her.
To Gillian, setting up Small and Mighty Family Hub in Godalming. It's been really interesting, actually, Gillian, to hear your story and to follow, you know, follow your sort of journey into this unknown but exciting world of business. So there's lots of business programs on the telly. I'm just thinking, would you ever do something like The Apprentice?
Yeah, gosh. I don't know, John. I don't know about The Apprentice, although I must admit I do love to watch it. It is a definite guilty pleasure.
You wonder with these sort of things how much of it is real and how much of it is put together for telly.
Yeah, totally, especially with my background, because they do seem to have like a lot of the marketing challenges, which are always a film favourite of mine. Like to see what they come up with in the branding ones, you know, I think that's always a bit...
Do you sit there watching it thinking, oh no, no, you should do this? You sort of throw it, shouting your ideas at the telly.
Yeah, always, yeah, no, I can't help myself, but yeah, we do enjoy, yeah, that side of it.
But Dragon's Den is something you might consider.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it's I don't know, it's a slightly bit more serious, isn't it? And I can always take them a bit more seriously anyway, because it, you know, it just goes into the business plan and a bit about their story and that kind of thing. So yeah, I think if I was to take my pick, you know, if I was doing any of them, I'd probably choose that one.
Okay, there we go. We're looking out for you on Dragon's Den. Do you think you'll get the back in that you're after if you're on Dragon's Den?
I think so. We've certainly kind of like put a lot of effort into like the numbers and the business plan and stuff like that. And don't get me wrong, like it's changed exponentially since we first started this thing. But, you know, pivot, as they say.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. It's kind of, I guess, like you're learning all the time. You know, you're able to talk to your husband who knows about the business. You're able to, you know, teach our businesses and learn new skills and take on those ideas.
Yeah, totally. And I think like feedback's really important as well. You know, that when we first started off, to be totally honest, like that whole mixed age kids thing, we were aware of it, and obviously that's my personal experience, but until we'd kind of launched that, it was a bit, I don't know, unconfirmed. But since kind of getting that feedback back from the community, that's actually just become the focal part of it. So feedback's really important.
So was that whole mixed age kids thing, I'm just thinking, if you've got someone with 2-year-olds there, and you've got older children as well, how are you going to sort of keep everyone safe?
Well, you know, that's actually such a good point, and a huge part of the business, because, you know, if you've got mixed age kids, you can't kind of have them all in the one ball pool.
Yeah, I was going to say, that would be chaos, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you get them all in the one ball pool, and it's just like, you know, danger, it's serious danger, because they play so differently. You know, your 6-year-old is a lot more kind of rugged than a 2-year-old. So having like areas where you can see them, you can cater to both, but you can also keep them kind of separate. It's actually it's quite important.
See, you thought through this, and I suppose that's the thing, speaking to people and taking on board that feedback, and all of this, you're seeing this as a last gift from your dad, and sadly he passed away a couple of years ago, so this is kind of his legacy.
It really is and you know, my dad was an entrepreneur as well. He was a roofer, and he had a really decent, successful business doing roofing, and he was always very family focused. You know, my dad, family is always first, and he really instilled that in us children as well. So being able to kind of like take his legacy and put it into something that not only it supports my family, and hopefully it will, you know, if it all goes well, but also, you know, it's a place there for other families as well to enjoy. So I think he'd have loved that. I really do. Yeah.
There you go. Keeping that sort of ethos and his family values alive in what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there you go. It's a real, it must be emotional. all, knowing you're setting this up and, you know, thinking of your dad as you do it.
Yeah, no, it is. It's really emotional because you just want it to work, you know. You put your heart and soul into something and, you know, it touches every level of your life, really, mm-hmm. you know, like your past, your present and your future. And, you know, it is. It's very emotional. But it's a lot of fun as well, you know. We're having a good time seeing it all come together.
Yeah, and I bet that'll be brilliant when you open up and you see all the kids playing and enjoying themselves.
Totally. You know, one of the first things we're going to do, because before we properly launch, we just want to test it out a little bit. And one of the first things we're going to do is get my youngest, her nursery, are coming down. And just that little picture, actually, in my mind, it's one of the things that just gets me, the thought of those little kids. Like, I just really love the thought of that. It's so sweet. So, yeah, I can't wait to see that.
So that's going
to
be like a test run. And then take on feedback from them, their parents, maybe, and then make those last bit tweaks and things.
That's it, absolutely. Mm. And also get the staff ready. You know, we've got a great team of local people who are going to be employing, a team of four so far, and that'll definitely have to grow as we get busier. But it's a little bit of training for us, you know, because they come from, you know, hospitality backgrounds, but nobody's really worked in a business like this, because there isn't really any other businesses.
There you go, you found your gap in the market. So as well as all the amazing equipment and, you know, sensory equipment and everything else you've got, there's also going to be a food offering available.
Yeah, absolutely. So we want to do a really inclusive menu that kind of caters for, you know, intolerances and preferences, hopefully quite healthy, although I've been told by my husband that we must have a bacon sandwich on there.
Well, apparently, bacon apparently is the number one comfort food, so yeah, definitely have your bacon in there.
Yeah, that's it. Definitely. I don't think we'll get away from that, but yeah, a couple of salads as well. Keep everyone happy.
Or a burger with a bit of lettuce on. Yeah, it's got salad, you know, had a salad, just happened to have a burger. It's got green stuff and it is fine. That must be, you know, a challenge to cater for everyone, because you know that kids can be quite fussy with their food and intolerances and allergies and things like that.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that I've kind of learned pretty quickly is, you know, you've got to get in front of these things, and again, putting those questions out to your community, but then also hiring the right people. You know we don't all know everything, do we? But having a team of chefs that kind of understand that is really important.
There you go. And try and work out what the potential pitfalls will be before they happen, so you can try and prevent them.
Totally, absolutely. And just, you know, learning from your mistakes, I think, as well. So.
It's been really interesting to hear about this. So you're opening in May. What date in May was it?
So we're the 10th of May. Doors open, and we've got a bit of an event planned on Godalming High Street at 10 o'clock in the morning. So we've got the mayor of Godalming coming, Penny Rivers, and she's going to be cutting the ribbon for us, and that'll be lovely.
With giant scissors and all that.
The whole shebang.
Love that. I would look forward to experiencing that, and I think, you know, it's definitely going to be something that the community can make use of. You know, it's probably more use than a takeaway and a one of the random shops, estate agents, and random things that end up on the high street.
Lots of coffee shops. That's what we've got. Got them in.
Absolutely. There you go. You never short a place to go for coffee, but we can come and have a coffee in your place, I imagine.
Your kids
can go and enjoy themselves. It's time for the parents as well.
And I think we all run on coffee, right? I think us parents, we're fairly simple creatures, you know, nice coffee, decent bit of food, and, you know, a bit of a natter to your mates. That's what we're after, really.
Absolutely, get all the gossip.
Yeah.
Love that. Do you know what I like? Have you seen these adult soft plays that are about?
Oh, do you know, I've been to one.
Have you? What was that like?
I did. I'll be totally honest, as someone who spends their life in these places, I don't think I enjoyed it as much as my colleagues. It was like a work day out. But yeah, I mean, it was quite different. Yeah,
I love that idea. You know, as an adult, you sort of see bouncing castles and ball pits. You're like, I want to have a go. So there's ways of doing that. So you have to extend that to, you know, all ages of children up to sort of adults and people in their 40s that want to have a go.
That's it.
Brilliant. How can we find out more about what you're doing?
So we have an Instagram. It's underscore small and mighty, and keeping up to date on there. That's the plan. Our website will be going live in a couple of weeks, everything's getting posted on there at the moment, so
excellent. Watch this space and follow your journey. It's been great to talk to you, Gillian.
Thank you so much.
Your final song selection, Empire of the Sun, We Are the People. So what is it about this song?
So this is my middle daughter Robin, my little 4-year-old, who will be 5 next week, by the way, who's very very excited about that. But yeah, this one's for her. She loves this track.
Brilliant. Thank you for coming to see us, Gillian.
Thank you, John. Cheers.